Sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live, to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some other good intentions. Ya Allah, I am here for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Insha'Allahul Kareem. Today, I'm going to highlight two personalities or two groups of people, the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, alayhim ridwan. How does it affect my life and your life as Muslims, as believers? Because as we see today, the influences on social media, that they are propagating their beliefs, largely 90% of them are there to create confusion in the minds of the Muslims, 90%. And so there's two extreme sides, but Islam is the balanced way. Because this is to do with beliefs, aqidah, and with iman. And the most important thing for you and I is the preservation and protection of our faith, our iman. For if that is lost, there's no hope of entry into paradise. Yes, iman is the passport to enter Jannah out of the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the boarding pass is to do the good deeds. Can't just say, I have iman, I'm a Muslim, so neglect salah, neglect fulfilling rights of others, and do sins. Both, you need the passport and the boarding pass. Iman, and we are exhorted in the Quran to believe and to do good deeds as well. And so part of that is the person needs to have the correct beliefs. And if my belief or your belief is against the Islamic teachings, there's a problem. We will be in problem. And we'll realize this when the angel of death is staring us in the face. Then it's too late. So our beliefs regarding Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, if the person has the correct beliefs, his iman is intact. And if not, the iman is compromised. So what are those two extremes? Because Islam is the balanced way, the middle path, the medium. It's naturally the balanced way. On one extreme, you have those who slander the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. On the other extreme, those who insult the Ahlul Bayt Athar alayhim ridwan. But a true believer doesn't fall into these categories. Because you and I, we all love Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt. We all love the pious predecessors. We revere them. We acknowledge they are our leaders, our heroes. Does your child know that? Does the next generation know that? If we ask our children, who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali, alayhim ridwan, who are Sahaba, who are Ahlul Bayt, to talk about these things. Otherwise, the next generation, will they really know these things? It's like, you know, they have these multinational corporate companies. They make billions. But every year, every month, they're still advertising their products to catch the next generation. So Sahaba alayhim ridwan, hadith are replete with their praises and with warnings as well for those who insult the Sahaba. I'll share a few inshallah, there's too many. And then Ahlul Bayt Athar as well. Who was the first person to accept Islam amongst the women folk? Sayyida Lady Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. You need to know this. Amongst the men, first Khalifa Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Amongst the youth, fourth Khalifa Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karumullahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Sahaba Ikram are those personalities who were the first to embrace Islam. They are the most superior amongst the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And you and I are so lucky, if only we realize. We could have been born in any ummah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu chose you and I to be part of the ummah of His most beloved, the last Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because although we are the last ummah, after this things are going to spiral towards judgment day. No more ummah, no more nation is coming. Many came before. Though we are the last ummah and nation on earth, from all the ummahs of the different prophets, alayhi salam, this ummah will be the first to enter paradise compared to the other ummahs. Sahaba alayhi ridwan, they were actually chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They were the first ones to propagate Islam. Al-Hajjatul Wada, the last farewell pilgrimage. There were approximately, different narrations are there, approximately 114,000 Sahaba alayhim ridwan present. But it didn't just happen like that. It was a difficult task. The early Muslims, the Sahaba, they were oppressed. Like we see oppression in the world at its height. They were martyred, like we see the martyrs of today, where even babies are being butchered and the oppressors have the backing of the civilized world and the civilized nations who want to civilize you and I, but they are butchering the babies, women, elderly, non-combatants. Amazing. Those who are truthful will be rejected and the liars will be believed. Don't you see it today? The fake news, the news out there, the channels out there, they're all one. They're governed by one body. The same message, false fake news goes out. How can people believe them? Sahaba Ali ibn Ridwan, you know who was the first martyr amongst them? The first martyr? It was a Sahabiya. It was a lady, Sayyida Lady Sumayya radiallahu anha. And Abu Jahl, the Fir'aun of this ummah, he was responsible. And they were oppressed. Psychologically, mentally, emotionally, physically, tortured, boycotted. Today they talk about boycotts. They were boycotted in the valley. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ali Ridwan. But when things really took off, was after Fathu Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes with 10,000 strong Sahaba. And all those people are present who hurt them, who usurped their properties. When they did the migration, they left everything, their businesses, their wealth, their homes. And all of that, the kuffar, they took it into their custody. This is ours now. They grabbed their land. Sound similar? Familiar? Oh, they occupied. And now the Muslims are coming. 10,000 strong. All the chiefs of the kuffar are gone. In the previous battles, Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Hunain, Khaybar, the big chiefs are gone. Now they're scared. What's going to happen? Revenge, vengeance. And the Prophet ﷺ displaying practically the title of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Mercy to all the worlds. That you are free, go. There's no revenge upon you. And from that time, Islam started expanding where today, Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Subhanallah. The more they try to smear Islam, the faster it grows. Their own children are becoming Muslims. Their own families are becoming Muslims. Because they want to know what kind of a religion, what kind of a book promotes violence. And when they read and they research and they don't consume all the fake news from the news channels, they come to realize that Islam is the answer to all the problems that we have. to all the crime and the filth of alcoholism and drug abuse and gambling and adultery and premarital, extramarital relationships, Islam is the answer. And how many of them reverts, become Muslim? And so many become better Muslims than many born Muslims. You may have met some of them. Islam is growing with us or without us. It's the plan of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. You plan and Allah plans. And the best of planners is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in charge. He is in control. He knows everything what is happening. He knows who the oppressors are. He knows who is being oppressed. But the plan is there. There's a judgment day. Criminals, many of them are not caught. Many of them, they go to a hotel called the prison. Many of them bribe the authorities. Who will they bribe on the day of judgment? One day they will get caught. So Sahaba Alim Ridwan, they went through lots of difficulties and they sacrificed their blood, their wealth, their lives for the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about them. Surah At-Tawbah verse 100. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And He has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow to abide in it forever and ever. Only this is the great success. This is why we say when we talk about Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. He's pleased with them and they're pleased with Him. Another verse mentions, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them, Sahaba, promised them Jannah. And therefore you hear the slogan reverberating across the world of Har Sahabi Ayn Nabi, Jannati, Jannati. That's the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as mentioned in the Quran that every sahabi is a guaranteed jannati. Now that individual, the unfortunate one who slanders them or who slanders Ahlul Bayt Athar, the purified household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen carefully, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me and liked my sahaba for me. Then amongst them, Almighty Allah made my ministers, my helpers and relatives. So whoever swears at them, whoever insults them, Allahu Akbar. The curse of Allah Almighty, His angels and all humans will be on that person. The curse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody can escape then if Allah curses somebody. Allahu Akbar. This means on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept their fard or any of their nafil ibadah. Another hadith mentions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, continue fearing Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding my sahaba. Do not target them by accusing them after me. Whoever loved them, it is because he loved me. Whoever hated them is because he has hatred for me. Whoever hurt them has hurt me. Whoever hurt me has displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever displeases Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, soon Almighty Allah will hold him to account. Ahlul Bayt Athar, pure household members of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It refers to anybody from Banu Hashim, the offspring of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to whom zakah is forbidden. You all know we're not allowed to give zakah to any sayyid. Sayyid meaning one who's from the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zakah is not allowed. So anybody in that category, the Panjtan Pak, the pure five, of course Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lady of Jannah, the queen of Jannah, Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hassanain Karimain, Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, and the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kushakir, Allah Ta'ala wajhahul Kareem. All the children of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the honorable wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom the Quran addresses as Ummahatul Mu'mineen, mothers of the believers. They are part of the Ahlul Bayt-i Athar. Sayyida Lady Khadija radiallahu anha, Sayyida Lady Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, Sayyida Lady Hafsa radiallahu anha, Sayyida Lady Salma radiallahu anha, and so on. To love the Ahlul Bayt, the Sayyids, is a sign of Iman. If a person does not have any love for them, the Iman is defective, is compromised. So that's the balance is, the middle path. That we love Sahaba, we love Ahlul Bayt. And of course, we love Awliya Allah as well. So it's important that not only you and I know this, the next generation, now we talk about it. I've got little kids as well. And so I look at them, that tomorrow if our eyes close, who's going to be doing the influencing of my children? Or if you have grandchildren, who's going to influence them? Because all the youngsters on social media, so easy to be influenced in the wrong direction. Responsibility is on the parents, number one. To make sure that direction is the straight path, is correct beliefs of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Otherwise we can lose our children. Social media and the entertainment industry is there to influence people. It's not just entertainment. It's propaganda. It's indoctrination. It's programming on a mass scale. And if the person says, I just watch the movies for entertainment, nothing more. That's exactly where they want you. Your guard must be down. You must be open to receive all the programming, the training of how to live life, for all the filth of alcohol and zina and gambling and clubs and music. That's the programming. So who promotes that? Shaitan. He's the CEO of his marketing machine, the entertainment industry. Be careful of that. Monitor what your children are watching, even cartoons. Go do some research. How the cartoons influence children. With all those lovely, bright, fluorescent colors to attract them. And then the messages that are there. And the shapes that are there. When you do the research, you'll see my child cannot watch these things. Filthy, dirty shapes, they hide inside the cartoons. Do the research and you'll see for yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul, the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who fights a war against the Ahlul Bayt, I will fight a war against him. And the one who reconciles with them has reconciled with me. Furthermore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who keeps enmity or jealousy against my family, he will be turned away with the whoops of fire from the fountain of Kawthar. Serious matters this. It is most relevant for protection of Iman. That is lost, everything is lost. No matter what good we did in the world. If Iman is lost, no chance. A person won't even smell Jannah. And its fragrance can be smelled from very far away. And we should make dua for this, for protection of Iman. Every day. Make dua for your protection of your Iman. Your family, your children, your future generations as well. And the Ummah. There's a beautiful wazifa. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the Mujaddid and reviver of this deen, the scholar of Sharia, the destroyer of Bid'ah. He was asked about something to read in order for protection of Iman. And something he gave that we all can practice upon. We should make the intention, inshallah, that at the time of sleeping, after you finish your dua, your surahs, other wada'if invocations, the last thing you should do is recite Surah Kafirun. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. And sleep away. If you need to talk to anybody, then once again read it. It must be the absolute last thing that you do. Surah Kafirun. And the one who is habitual with this practice, Inshallahul Kareem, will die with Iman.
Subhanallah.
Inshallah. Continue researching about Sahaba, about Ahlul Bayt. If you remember one thing, take it home. Share it with your spouse, your parents, your siblings. Share it with your children. They must know that this is part of Islam, part of Iman. Allah protect us, our families and the Muslims, and strengthen our Iman. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sunnah inspired bayan. Through this sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live, to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.